Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Sponsored by
Boutique Infinity, Pan and Salon, top of the White Rock Road, best sun bed shop in the Northern Hemisphere.
Ah, Burns. His cousin. He's your mate.
My hair, all right.
It's lovely.
Beautiful.
Oh, I slick back to your fucking spuds.
That's us.
Is that us for green? Sean and Patsy, thank you for coming on the Working Class Podcast. We love you a bit. Sean, most people watching this, if they're a millennial like me and yourselves, they're going to remember who you are from Facebook days back in the days.
You aren't millennials. You are 90s babies.
If you're born in the 90s,
you're an 80s baby.
Liam, don't be ruining my thunder here.
I'm sorry. So, folks, we've got two amazing guests. Two of the finest. West Belfast finest. Some people, most people will already know who they are. For those of you who may have been born after fucking 2005, you may not. Well, now's your chance to meet these legends.
So, Sean Eyebrows Braniff, your claim to fame was telling your jokes.
I was sitting in my bedroom, so it was. And I just made up like one simple joke, because like, what they call a hippo that eats chips? A chippo. See, back then, we got like one or two legs. See, I got like 600 legs. Then a video after video, I was getting about 100-200 legs in the space of a couple of minutes. I didn't get no money, like, but legs are just a
That's just the way things are changing. People are pushing content, even though we stupid jokes like that. See, nowadays, mate, them jokes be worth a fortune.
That's what I thought. I try to make videos more like TikTok, telling jokes again. Just see as generation, it's sense of humor. It's not the same.
Do you want to know what it is, mate? Facebook was different than TikTok. So TikTok
wasn't a thing back then.
TikTok pushed your videos to like the first 200 people. And see if then first 200 people don't like your video, like interact with it, it'll not get pushed till the next 200. Where Facebook, if I share it, all my newsfeed see it. And if someone on that shirt and then so on and so on, so much easier to get a share. Nowadays, Facebook's dead for videos.
Yeah, but you need to remember, see, back when we were on Facebook, when like me and you made videos, there was no one really made videos back then. So any videos we seen was the likes of me, you, William Thompson.
Oh, he's still going strong. He's a comedian now.
Oh, I've seen that. I don't watch his videos, but I've seen it.
Did you do videos with him as well?
I used to be William Hamilton back in the day, but he's changed.
Don't really follow the comedian scene, to be honest.
Who do you follow, John Deere, Tractors?
No one really, comedian wise. Like.
So,
who's your favourite comedian?
I don't even know any.
Not really, no.
What's the name of that county stadium?
Meadow Lane.
There you go.
What's the name of Wolves Stadium?
Wolves Molyneux.
Mate, wait there, we'll go
I want a quizzy. Can I quiz you on this one?
Go for it.
Right, championship, derby.
Derby, Pride Park.
They were going to go League One. Wrexham.
Wrexham Racecourse.
Yeovil Town.
Yeovil Town. Hewish Park.
I tell you what, mate.
Sum up, really.
Yeah, what do you think? Do you know what he's talking about here? Is he talking Chinese?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I follow football team.
Who's your team?
Do you know, right? Give me Bristol City's football stadium.
Ashton Gate.
Ashton Gate, the porny song.
That's an actor. That's an actor.
Aye.
Oh. That is
so, who's your team then, Sean?
Well, Man United.
Who's your favourite player?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Bruno Fernandes.
I think he's
shit. He's good player. He's shit later.
Who's your team, Patsy? Who do you support?
Me, Arsenal.
Check.
Arsenal? Jesus.
Arsenal?
Yeah, I'm seeing the way City is shit now. Who do you support now?
Oh,
what? Phone in the bin, the fuck. Reckon this podcast like that.
See, by it before the NDS, Nate, you and Patsy could be in the ring.
Me and Burnsy, what date are we talking here?
Oh, he's up for it!
69th of March.
69?
Who do you think would win between you and Burnsy?
Burnsy beats.
If he turns up with that hairline, me, I would say.
Oh,
we're on a podcast here, just look at your phone.
Oh, fuck, he's taking the prisoners of death. Anyway, Sean, mate, I'm so glad you came down and gave us an opportunity to have you on the podcast because
I'm the most reliable person I'll ever meet.
Appreciate you, mate.
Are you 30 yet?
Oh, fuck, nah. 30 in July.
So what did you do whenever... So what happened? Facebook just died out?
It just died out. I got offered a few birthday parties, telling jokes, and just... Like, so I got stage fright and just didn't want to risk it, like. So what
did you not?
No.
So if I was to pay you to come to my child's birthday party and tell jokes, what do? You come down?
I just lie down and just tell jokes. Depends what age your child is.
Do you do any birthday jokes? Or anything like that? Or do you just tell any jokes? Can you tell me a joke? Can you make them up on the spot? Or
I used to, but this was talking near 10 years ago.
You need to blow the ring rust off.
How much would you charge for a birthday party, like to go down?
About 50 quid.
50, that's all right. That's
including travelling expenses as well.
Oh, like
your lunch and all or something like that.
I don't know, people are offering. I was getting like text messages of you. I was getting phones and phones. No text messages.
Did you get any females?
Would you still? Not really.
Nah, no one really knows me. You get the odd person, no like shouting from a car and stuff. And
I seen you in Costa the other day and I was starstruck. I says, fuck, there's Bronner, Sean. There's eyebrows, Bronner. I says, am I away from all? I says, look, there he is. Or he could tell us a good joke. Jokes are fucking dying off. He's dead.
I know. Even comedians, like stand-up comedians and all, they don't tell jokes. They just tell like stories, kind of, you know what I mean? Whereas jokes are like a damn breed.
Prefer the only comedian I like is Kevin Bridge.
Do you like Stilo? Stilo's good for a joke.
Who's Stilo?
Stilo
Morrison. Don't be hurt my feelings. Stilo's.
Sofa man.
I
think he would be the best in the Belfast.
He's basically the TikTok version of you.
I'll need to check him out.
The double MP.
What's going on there, boys?
He's listening to music.
That comes not ways.
Sorry, Burnsy's watching something behind the cameras.
So Sean, what year was it you started off on the jokes?
Oh, well, whenever I was 17.
17?
2014, I'd say.
Oh, because I can remember I would have probably been about secondary school when I first started seeing you. Like,
and you heard the jokes?
Oh,
Did you know when he was onto something?
I remember seeing him going, fuck, that's different. There's nobody really doing that type of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I was original. Like,
oh, why?
So there's only one me. Like,
did you get them off, like, Bag of Penguins, or
I just looked at anything. I just made a joke out of it.
Just decided to take off.
But the bad side of it is, those people I didn't even know was sharing my videos, making up rumors, no calling it bad, and then I was slagging them and all, like.
Oh, I mean, it wasn't aimed at them people.
Yeah.
I know what you
mean. But I didn't know they existed until I shared my videos.
Well, see, to be honest, I don't know if any of you know. Me and Eyebrows done a collab back in the day.
I remember it, though.
16th, and I deleted the video. I think it's all.
Is that what happened, it?
Oh, I mean, do you want to know why I deleted it? Because fucking 10 years later, concert sharing it, and I looked at my fuck. I'm wearing a big red wig. I'm scunded here, so I deleted it. It was
dressed up as a woman.
To be fair, like, I shared it a few times a few years later. You see me sharing it.
16. It was on like 16,000 likes. Now, on Facebook back in the day, it was fucking a lot. Oh. It was like well over a million views.
Yeah.
What it was like, I can't remember what it was. Something to do. You were like, have you got the time? And you were like,
I remember, like, it was yesterday. You were like, you accused me of stealing your girl or something. Then you answered the door and I threw a watch on the ground, stood all over it, and said, just, like, you were like, what are you doing? I was just like, just killing time.
Good mommy life, Johnny.
That was original. Like,
fuck,
what do you think was your most successful joke or one that got like a lot of attention on it?
My one about the teachers.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, well, that's actually not a joke. It's like a big rant. It's
go ahead. We have 10 here. We have an hour here.
Can't really much remember. But
do you want to give it a bash?
No, it was just about all the things I used to do in school. And I called teachers all the wankers and called them everything. And they actually had a meeting about me in the school. I was going to ring a police.
Are you still in school? Whenever you...
Oh, no, I just left. No. Stupid.
Well, you study, Patsy?
No, whenever this.
Oh, no, fuck. They rang a police. No, well, they tried to ring a police and says they couldn't do nothing about it. And all the people still talk about it till this day.
Did you get three nightclub events?
Free jewelry stores were ringing me. Well, texting me on Facebook, looking at me to promote the stuff, giving me free jewelry, getting free 100%. Ice cream, free
airports. See, the thing is, that's just the way things work. If you can bring eyes, no matter what you're doing, even sweet stupid jokes, if you can bring eyes to someone's business, then you're
doing them a turn, basically.
Oh, they all love me, like...
Advertising for them.
Nowadays on TikTok, everyone's just making money. It's usually in phone jokies and all, know off their faces, making a fortune.
Knocking two jokes out for 50 quid these days.
Uh-huh.
Two for 50.
The stuff you're getting's a fucking joke. You get hits a joke. Oh, sick.
Anyway, Patsy, any John Deere tractors going for cheap or... What? Am I joking? What's a crackly? Here, put that mic around just so we get...
My night off.
Good answer. Did you get that? Because here, to be fair, you blew up overnight there, so you did.
Have you got a lot of attention, a lot of people texting you from that video came out?
Oh, I bet they.
Any new girls on the go?
No.
Yeah.
No? Did you get it?
My night off, but I'm still working.
Oh, why?
It's all right.
He's,
are you working the night?
Working the night? No.
He's on the brew. He's on the sick. He doesn't work.
What am I doing on my night off? Working?
Right, but see, to be honest, like all jokes to say, because we're trying to work out... are you on the brew and were you doing a double? Because you won't
answer. You didn't give us a straight answer.
Oh, why?
Do you know what I mean?
What are you looking out at me then?
Are you on the sick? Are you on the brew?
No,
do you get pips?
No.
Mate, that's private confidence.
Sorry, mate. Sorry. I'll tell you.
You would tell us what?
What I'm doing.
So where are you? So you're out in the airport?
At the airport, yes. Tom, I got
What's the land like? Is it all right?
The land's good.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Do you get less pen spot?
Are you, do you see, like, when I'm going on the plane, I take a wee sneaky vape, and they're like, no,
it doesn't work in the airport. He does tarmac right at the front.
You know the long stay car park?
So you don't work in the airport?
He tarmacs the car park.
Long stay car park's getting retarred, so that's what I'm at.
So are you a tarmacker?
No, setting up for the tar to go on.
Are you like the manager?
Basically,
he's a floor man, Sean.
Floor man, aye.
He grab a leg here.
Take you to the floor.
Here, but the bomb wash show, mate.
Me and your man that was on the other day,
have you been in contact from it?
No, I haven't.
Nah, have you not talked?
No.
He's good crack, isn't he?
Some crack.
Costa liked you, I could tell.
You could feel the cultiness bouncing off you.
That's what
so
it was.
So for anyone who's watching, Patsy, because they're probably a wee bit confused where your accent. because there's a lot going on there.
I'm from the 32 counties.
Yes, go on.
Can you explain why it's so mixed up?
I will.
Go ahead.
Right. First of all, I was born in London at 14. I come there.
You were born at 14?
No.
I was born in London at 14.
Oh my god. So casually, like.
Right, go, listen. Well, listen, guy, never like, mind. Never
the
mind.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Right,
yeah, go ahead. So, you were born in London.
Born in London.
He's being deadly serious, folks, by the way. He's being serious.
Right.
Right, sit back. All right, relax. Right. We'll
wanna hear
relax
from
yourself.
Patsy, right. We want to know your life story. We want to know where you originated until now, what you're at, basically.
Right, yes. So, first of all, I was born in London, and then at 14, I moved to Ireland, Belfast. Currently still living in Belfast at 28.
Here to stay?
Here to stay. Best city in the world.
Right, but you...
Currently working as a labourer. Right now, I'm at the airport. Long stay.
Right now... Right now, you're sitting on the podcast, you know, but right now, your other job is...
Right now, I'm sitting on the working class podcast, but my job is a labourer.
Did you go to tech?
Would you stop?
Would you stop laughing?
Right, wait there, because we might need to cut this here.
I can't take it here because you can't say you're born in London at 14,
know what I mean?
And right now, I'm tarmac, sitting in the chair.
Right, Nick, sorry. So, but your dad's from Galway?
My dad's from Mayo, County Mayo.
Right,
my dad's from...
London.
My dad's from London now. So my dad went to England for 25 years whenever he was young enough.
Did he get put out of here?
No, just moved over there to
just
work.
Just moved, He wasn't in the RA or anything?
Wasn't in the RA, just went over there to work. Obviously, better money and stuff.
Oh, why? Here, what school did you go to over here?
Corpus Christi.
Corpus?
Yeah, I went to Corpus Christi in school, huh?
Fourth year, I think I joined, it would have been, yeah. So it was only a year.
A couple of years.
Yeah, a couple of years.
Did you stay on sick form?
No, I went to tech 2 years, done joinery.
And then ended up just doing deliveries?
Ended up doing labourer and do deliveries on top as well. So.
Oh, well,
you have to appreciate the hustle, do you know what I mean? You're worth a fortune.
You're a grafter.
His car must have 60k miles a year. Like.
Even when he's not working, he's working.
I only got in September, I've done 10,000 miles already on it.
Have you? Many times you whacked it. I'm serious.
No comment.
More hits in the bills.
No comment. Haven't marked that one yet.
Here, so Sean, a bit about yourself, mate. Do you drive?
Oh no, but I'm learning to.
Have you a woman?
Yes, I do.
What's she like?
A woman.
Sure, like.
She do the dishes, cook the food.
It does all the housework.
What do you do?
Fuck all.
You supply the goods. You supply the goods, big man.
It looks that way.
Do you have any kids?
I have a couple. Like
couple.
How's your? How many?
Oh, too much.
Here, sure. Liam's a couple on about Australia somewhere.
Aye,
do you reckon you have a couple on about Australia?
No comment.
Pat, you know, woman, any woman in your life?
No comments.
Right, I'll tell you.
Hang on a minute.
They need to be shamed and named and tell you what.
What do you think of his bird?
She's on my TikTok.
Thanks. There's going to be a fight.
Rio Ferland, Rand Giggs.
Rio, no, Romeo.
False goals.
Right, well, listen, I've no kids in Australia that I know of.
Well, you're not going to know because they're in Australia.
True. Keep it that way.
Do you have
any
kids, do
you? I
have one. Do you? Are you carrying any? Any in the sack? Ready to go?
Sack's good.
So when did you have your first kid? When did you have your
second? Over testosterone.
23, yeah.
What is he now?
28. We got 4.
Happy days, Big Daddy Cool. Go ahead, son.
Is that you?
I didn't know you were there, Patsy.
What? Big Patsy, Big Dick. Here, have you
big
any...
Big Patsy, Big Dick.
Here, if...
What school did you go to, Sean?
I'm at the Hairtown.
Hairtown?
Glengong.
Are you Catholic or Protestant, Sean?
Catholic.
You went to the workforce, didn't you?
You
went to the workforce.
Who's doing?
Ardoin.
Did you two go to the same time?
I think he was in the workforce whenever I was there.
I think you two are related.
I program at the workforce.
What's he doing workforce?
Learning for life. And
LLW.
Life and work. That's just a retrograde class.
No, it wasn't. I was...
It burns you.
I can't remember. I was like cooking and all, but I was like before you get ready to go into actual
workforces. It was preparing you for work kind of thing.
Sort of thing.
So you two never ran about in tech each other?
I remember him being there.
I don't remember you.
You remember me?
No, don't.
Oh.
I didn't know you existed until like 20 minutes ago. Like.
You weren't that famous back then, Patsy, son.
So you not on TikTok?
Why not?
Did you see the video of him last night?
No.
Saying about his...
300,000 views.
He said he was...
He's famous now.
I asked him, is he working the night? And he went, no one ending. He says, what are you at today? And he goes... Working.
Being deadly seriously.
But see, just on social media, you don't know what's going to hit, do you? Like, it just goes and.
You can make the most stupidest things go foul.
I walked in the work this morning. When was it up? It was up the all night, wasn't it? It was yesterday morning. I would have walked in the work. The first thing that says to me is about that there clip.
I was
and in. Them boys are from Derry, like, so it just shows the.
I was in New Look at day and some fella. At the till, was like, you're working the night? And I was like, mate, I no. And he was like, oh, the clip you posted. And I was like, well, right, I thought you genuinely thought it was I working the night.
A few people have said to me about it in the past couple of days, too. Like, it just goes to show you, mate. You don't
mate,
know
soon enough. Watching. Soon enough, we people giving you free fucking nightclub entries and all the.
Did you get
a free haircut?
I got barred from nightclubs.
I need a fucking shave and a haircut.
You got barred from where?
The majority of the nightclubs, because that video I made about the bouncers.
Well, what did it say? What was it?
Oh, I just called them all dickheads because they wouldn't let me in because of my shoes.
What shoes were you wearing?
What was wrong with my shoes?
Nothing. I got them at a Primark.
Well, what was wrong with them? Were they like dirty or something?
Oh, no. Just.
Did you tie laces wrong?
Fire, I can't tie laces, like, he just took them in.
You can't tie laces?
Apparently so.
You're 30?
Loop, swoop,
I'm 30 years young.
I'll show you.
You tied
that. They're Velcro, they're Velcro sticks.
Patsy, that's a good question, fair play, like.
You are.
So you're a Velcro man most of your life, then?
What's that mean?
No, the sticky ones. The
sticky ones. They don't look
like anymore, really, is
there? No, I've seen that.
Don't see much Velcro up out, like.
There, see, to be fair, I wouldn't know. I shouldn't be a baby. I like it. My size are 5.5, so.
Yeah,
I don't know adults, know what I mean?
Lucky bastard.
I know.
Know what they say about...
Baby of fortune, like.
Know what they say about small feet? Small socks.
Yeah.
Here, so, Pats, see your glasses? Designer or just council ones?
Council ones.
What?
Council glasses, mate. Got them off.
What is it here? Pick on Patsy Day or what?
We're just trying to fuck
around. No,
pick on Gam. Start on Gam.
We'll have a conversation instead of going, just answer the question. Go on,
he's going. He's going to change a different team whenever City are doing straight now.
It is what it is, Patsy.
I know.
I have to change.
Liverpool.
No,
top of the league. Liverpool, top of the league.
Team that's doing well when they're doing straight, they change team.
Oh, you saying he's a glory hunter?
More or less,
So, Sean, you don't obviously know the crack these days because you've seen me off socials. Do you know who Lambo Slice is?
Is that him does them videos with your man, the Grands one?
Oh, I mean, that's him.
What do you know? Yeah, I know you, big man.
Sort of for you, TikTok. For you,
PS4. What do you think of him?
He's alright, like.
You don't have to say that just because I'm here. Like,
you can talk bad about him if you want.
No, I'll wait till he leaves.
I like criticism.
No, you are pretty good. I'm not really in the rappers.
What about K-Hole? What do you think of that there? K-Hole, did you see that there?
Who's K-Hole?
That was the wee band that he was in.
Were you in a band?
I wouldn't say a band. No, I would say...
Were you a drummer and a drummer?
Helping out.
Basically. Yeah, basically.
I think he just split up from the group then and just went solo.
Did you ever watch Jack Black?
Jack Black?
You can't kick me out. What is mine?
Oh, I heard a fucking school of rap.
Band is mine.
Did you see his new song?
Fucking real.
Well, it's true.
Belfast.
Stephen Nolan. Suck at. I know
Stephen,
you're
Stephen Nolan, see you in your mobility scooter. Get off it.
Battle.
Nah, I'm not joking. He actually, he was meant to be on the podcast and he cancelled the last minute.
Who?
Who's Stephen Nolan?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Aw.
Oh, fuck.
No, the guy that does Belfast breakfast pops. He was meant to be on the night.
He had no balls.
So we're taking him second choice then?
Use your slappy seconds.
Sean, you're mad. Sean, I bring you home with me. You can lamb baby me, mate. No, next time I'm away to Orlando and on a sun lounger and this in the heat because we're recording this a couple of weeks early. No, this is actually going to be the main podcast, this
one. I'm jealous, like.
So is this not live right now?
No, we're not live, mate. Oh. Why do you think we were live?
Oh, I thought I was sitting there fucking.
Let's just end. No, fuck,
Sean. Take your trousers off. Put your feet up.
Oh, sorry, no, Stephen Nolan's a fat.
Yes, what you just
said
in that podcast.
Come on, get the there, Brunsay.
Oh, fuck. It's Paul.
Love you, Brunsay.
Right, we need to be more serious.
Back on topic, guys. Yeah.
There's a lot of serious people come on watching this podcast, looking serious conversations. So, Patsy, the most motivational quote you've ever heard?
What Limbo just said about Steve Nolan.
That's a great answer.
I'm glad you agree with that one. What about yourself, Sean? Is there anything that you take motivation or inspiration from that sort of made you get into the jokes, or?
Nah, I just didn't take life too serious. Failed everything in school and trying to make jokes and just carry
on. Were you a class clown, like?
Apparently so, like.
Living up to the name now, like?
I do fair, fucking. I could have too far. There was a lot of doors were opening for me, like, I just didn't go through them.
I think that there's still a land wide open for you to walk through, mate.
You just need to know what way TikTok works, mate, because TikTok doesn't work. Like, unless your content's engaging on this, like, you have a lit up room and it actually looks good for someone. If you're recording all of a fucking potato, it doesn't look good to anyone, so no one's going to watch it.
Then again,
you need to be recording off a nice, good camera, and it needs to be well done.
There is a lot of people on TikTok who just fuck the load of publicity, like, but I've been there. I've been to concerts, I've been to raves, thousands of people, cameras everywhere, asking for jokes, you know, like, I literally can't go to the toilet, people looking over the cubicle at you.
Seriously?
That's our battle was, like.
Are you trying to... Make the jokes again, then, yeah.
I was, because I seen people making all sorts of things, like.
Jokes?
Or no, on TikTok.
Well, what about this here, Sean? What about. Did you ever get someone looking at you to make a joke and they bat off you and you're not allowed to say it?
There's been a few people who tell me to do no shout outs for no money, sort of thing, but I said no.
Did you? That seems to be the hangnight, Burnsy. I can't Burnsy shout out about 20. With 200 females a day, like,
well, I had a person on Facebook, never accepted me.
Because you're male, mate. See if you had two big titties.
I'm a girly, Adam.
See if you had two big titties, he'd accept you in 2 seconds. But, like,
it's a bit like me. I'm the same.
Give him a shout out there. Tell him the
Addy. Burnsy, add me on Facebook.
Here, do you think you can make
the way.
Like a good joke up?
Why?
Like,
I'm here, one.
Go.
What did the drummer name his two daughters?
What?
Anna one, Anna two.
Go, Pat, you're next.
A joke?
I don't know
any jokes.
Just channel, but try and make one.
Nah. Don't know any, to be honest.
Do you want me to tell you a joke?
Go ahead.
For old time's sake. What the one hat say to the other hat? You stay here, I'll go on ahead.
That's a belter.
Very good.
How do you make a sassy droll? Roll it down the hill.
How do you get a
non-pregnant? Hi.
Hey,
why did the chicken go into KFC? Because he wanted to see a chicken strip.
What happened?
That's a saucy one, like.
What happens if you bend over in front by Leroy?
What?
You end up with a sore hole.
What do you call an Irish PVC window man?
What?
Patio doors.
These jokes are
careful.
Steve Long's walking into a bar.
Oh, there ain't getting any worse. Every fucking time.
Alright, get sympathy laughs now.
Do you tell your missus these jokes? Does that get her treasures off, like?
Nah, she sort of got bored of him after a while. She's been more or less in prison for the last 10 years.
Have you?
That's why he's not out on Facebook anymore.
So here, tell us more about that there. What happened?
I just got a girlfriend. Just
basically she put your head away?
No, grounded. Not allowed to. Too much, getting too much girls.
Here, what age is your missus?
39.
30, and what age are you?
29.
Cougar?
Porny soon.
Does she get a wee bit jealous? So you getting the attention off of females?
No, but I don't want to risk it just in case.
Is she going to be watching, is she?
Don't know.
She put on the tights and all for you, like?
Nah, she's more of a jeans and tights kind of girl, like.
Money, Patsy know all about that.
Well,
putting the tights and all on, fucking handcuffed the bit.
I seen you and Ann Summers that day. I was walking past. I looked good.
Love a wee trip to Ann Summers, like.
Horn Flannery.
Oh, getting the funky knickers and funky bra.
Big fucking 2 liter bottle of lube.
Give Pete that earring. Or here, give Stephen an earring.
Is he a bunch of his crack? Is he gay?
Oh, he's fucking takes he it up gizzles? A third
track. Oh, that's right. You said that before. Someone actually commented that in one of your videos.
Third track.
Should get them on, bit of crack.
Stephen, I won't sure, have him. Mate, do you want to know what? Stephen Nolan, he likes to walk in the other people's businesses and giving them abuse, but see if it was to come on anyone else. See if we walked into the BBC, you wouldn't even get anywhere near the cop. But he says the biggest load of shit in that studio. But if you walk in that studio abuse him, you get fucking pulled out by a fucking
double standards,
mom.
Mate.
He's a cunt.
Double standards.
I remember.
He's afraid of the real truth.
I remember.
Stephen Nolan was put in that job role to divide people, and that's all he does. He doesn't try and bring people together. Even when Noah Donoghue went missing, he was silent about that.
I messaged him about 100 times, like, justice for Noah, and nothing.
He's quick to all champion people against each other on two sides of the community. Jamie Dornan's pushing his fucking meant to be bringing us all as one, but he's not. Start going to the gym. Start looking out there yourself. Start eating clean.
Stop licking
stop
Chris.
Stop spreading false lies, you fucking weasel.
Stop licking pickled onion walkers and putting them back in the packet. Did you know he was doing that?
That's mental, that's dirty.
What's your favourite packet of crisp pasta?
What sort of question is that?
I know, but you put me on the spot there.
He's ready salted. He only eats ready salted. He doesn't.
Because people's going to sit and laugh at me because of it.
You're right, Nick.
Yeah, he doesn't. He won't eat sauces.
Do you not like Mexican chili?
I would sit and eat a sirloin steak with no sauce.
No pepper sauce.
Load of mash. Carrots.
No gravy on them.
Nah.
Why?
The only thing I have gravy on Sunday dinner, like.
What about
what's
curry?
The difference between a steak and a gravy? Sean, would you eat gravy on steak?
Gravy on steak? No, I prefer pepper sauce.
Good man.
I do, because it makes it more creamier.
Do you?
Yeah, it does.
Butter.
What about semen? Would you put semen in your potatoes?
Butter.
Pat, would you put semen in your potatoes?
Fuck semen.
Semen?
What's that?
It's like
flavor.
It's stuff. It's flavoring for your mash.
Never even heard of that, to be honest.
it's like a white stuff.
It's salty on it, like.
It's like white, wee gooey texture sort of thing. Usually you'd say it on your mash.
Jamie Oliver and all uses it.
Who?
Jamie Oliver. Gordon Ramsay.
Stephen Nolan uses it.
Stephen Nolan loves it. Stephen Nolan loves it. Do you know he used to be a goalkeeper for Rangers?
Patsy, hold on, Patsy. A lot of you are. Hold on, because we're a neutral podcast. Before we get shit, don't be a bigot.
I'm a big Celtic fan, but fuck Rangers.
But what about your sides of the community? What about people who don't even support Rangers?
We're all the same, so we are.
That's it.
But when Celtics blame Rangers, I'm on the Celtic side.
So am I.
That's the only time I'd be against them.
So, Sean, where are you living up road, mate?
I live up in the Suffolk Road.
Is that where I see you walking about Leonardine in the prom?
Always through Leonardine's way, here's the prom.
Here, are we going to see a comeback for me, or what do you reckon? Do you want to get a wee beer, mate, will you please?
Depends how hard this video goes. If it goes viral and people start to recognise me again. Well, but like I said, it's too much publicity is bad for you. Like, you know, really bad anxiety, you know.
Do you get anxiety, do you?
I sort of started to go from us with it. You know, whenever too much cameras show them a face and people constantly. The thing is, see all them people, no asking for sure, it's worse than I, like. Had me a video near 10 years, not one single person has even checked up on me. No, just, I guess I was getting paid to all these house parties and all sobers. Whoever said I stopped making them, no one wants to know.
I may book you out if you're still available.
It depends if the money's right.
50 quid?
Well, I'm 68.
But how many jokes can you tell? How many jokes can you tell in a party? Like, know what I mean? You're like, there won't be many.
Would you be able to tell us 5 jokes in a row right now, like off the top of your head?
If I booked you for a party and I went, right, our Seanan, go ahead, let's hear these jokes.
Right, well, why did the pitcher go to jail?
Why?
Because it was framed.
Do you like that one, Pat? Go, kid.
How does a dog stop a video? With its paws.
Oh, he's 2 in a row there, like.
Then, how does a crocodile talk? Snapchat.
Oh, fuck, that was a good one.
3 in a row.
What do you call an alligator with a fist? An investigator.
Fuck, he's unrolled here.
Straight up.
One more.
One for good luck.
Why did the grape go to jail? Because it was a grapist.
Like Patsy?
none of you out there, lads.
I'm sorry. Oh, brilliant. Oh, you're the gift that keeps on
giving,
Patsy. I swear to fuck.
Patsy, you can blame for you with dental floss, mate.
Do you not have an out smoke of the guys at all, no?
Are you crying?
This is some
do you crack. Smoke a blow, do you?
This is some crack.
Do you ever have a wee smoke of a blow? Have an old joint or anything?
Nah, never.
You've never been stoned out?
Nah.
You would think just sometimes you would be, you're stoned, you know, that sort of way. Patsy, do you play FIFA?
He just knows.
Used to be honest, yeah.
Pro clubs, man, ultimate team.
Mate, I've spent.
Yeah. I reckon you're the type of be good at FIFA.
That's fine.
To be honest,
nah.
Weird,
isn't it? What?
Actually wasn't, nah.
Nah?
Nah, my bra was good, like.
Fuck, I rate myself, like.
I want to give you a hard football stadium to answer.
Go ahead.
Leighton Orient?
Bristol? Brisbane Road?
Is it?
I don't know. You could be lying to me here because none of us would know.
Bristol Rovers.
That's easy.
Memorial Stadium.
How do you know? Like, why do you know us?
He's good.
You're a man of many talents.
Just follow football.
Right, that's what good. About this? What about this here, right? I'll get... Derby City, right?
Derby City?
Right, Derby, right?
Derby County?
Derby County, right?
Right, Park.
Right, but I'm going to ask you, who is their number 7? They must have a number 7. Who is he? What's his name?
Nah. Couldn't name it.
Right, what about Bristol City's number 7? What about Wolves' number 7?
It was Neto last year. Couldn't tell you who it is this year.
What about their keeper?
I don't pay much attention to Wolves team.
I'm not that good with players, like, to be honest.
You're good with grounds?
Yeah.
Is it only English league or are you an all-rounder?
To be honest, probably only England.
What's Villarreal's?
Yellow submarine, but I couldn't...
You're not sleeping out.
Tranmere Rovers.
Phantom Park.
Holy good, like... That's a hidden talent, mate.
Why do you know them all? So see when you're watching Sky Sports News.
Why do you know them
here,
all, like?
See when you're sitting watching Sky Sports News and you have a bat and you have a bat up and you're just here. Oh, we're going to Craven Cottage. You know, right? My bat's up. I've won this bat.
I'm born in England. I just travelled up and down the country, like. Full of people with whole life.
What about Blackburn Rovers?
Ewood Park.
Fuck me, he's good.
What about Nottingham Forest?
Come on, that's the easy one, like.
Is
what?
It?
City Ground.
No,
what about Bolton Wanderers?
Reebok Stadium. Used to be full, but it's Macron now.
What about Portsmouth?
Right.
Brand Park.
That was just a wee quiz for the people watching.
The foul was born 14.
It's a far across the sea.
The devil got a hold of me. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Right, anyway, Liam, so how have you been anyway, mate?
Mate, well, I was away here, so you can all slag me after, I don't give a fuck. Went to Glasgow, went to Celtic Rangers match, Rangers beat us 3-2. Referee was a rat. I'll not get into it. Long story short. Then I went out for an hour wee drink. Went to watch Liverpool, Newcastle game. Newcastle beat Liverpool. And then went out to Glasgow for a night out on a bit of a mad one. Fuck all the Glasgow bouncers. Knocked me back. My mates had a table up the stairs. And I went down. Says, yes, we table for Holt. He goes, can you zip your jacket down? I had a salty top on. He says, no, you're not getting in. I says, well, see if I go up to the house and get this changed and come back down. Can I come in? With me? It's up the stairs. And he says, no. He said, why? He says, you're not getting in. I went, you're just being a dick, then. And he went,
to be fair, you do look like a scumbag.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
Mate, I get it too. It's sectarianism against us, Mick.
It is.
I feel it. See when I go to JD, mate, I fucking feel it.
Feel the eyes.
I just feel him going, are we constant stinging and stuff? Mate, I still get
one of
it. I still get it this day. Like, if I go into the shop, I just feel, screw the man, I'm at wee bastards in the steel.
Mick,
out. Even if I'm with my missus and everything, they're going, he's a wee bastard. I can go watch him.
So, shout out to all the sound bouncers, but all the wanker bouncers in Glasgow, you're rats. And do you know what, Liam, I
have
to give it,
mate. You haven't given shout outs in weeks.
I've actually been trying to not do it, mate. I've actually been trying my best.
There's a shout out jar just here every time Liam had to give a shout out to put a pound in the jar.
Right, so, he's cost me a fortune.
Is there a dog out in the alleyway? Look at me.
What? What did he say?
I didn't get it. What?
What did you say it again?
Okay, you see your dog? Is he out in the alleyway or is he in your garden?
that's a good shit. Like, fuck me. Patsy, I tell you what, mate.
Well, I'm not going to start my shout-outs now. Cause,
no, listen, here, Sean. Anyway, here, we'll give you one shout-out if you want to get it out of your system, out of your lungs.
Gary Cressup.
Go, Sean, let it out.
Gary Glitter.
Being serious, Gary.
You get bananas saying that. Sean, do you want to shout-out?
Can I have a shout out to the... It's only one shout out. There's a lot of people. Like...
No, what's wrong?
You can give three.
Give three. Go ahead. If you want to do three, you can do three. Had to think about it.
Haven't done a shout out in years, sort of.
50. No, just let him think about it. Like, just with all day. Yeah, I don't mean you can just think.
And it's still young. Nah, I'm alright. I want these shirts because sort of memory blank.
In the family or anything?
Oh, could I have a shout out to the missus? Hello, Caroline.
Jimmy, shout out. Caroline, how are you, love? We're just with Sean here. I've been rubbing his feet all night. I've been making sure.
We're keeping him safe in here. Don't worry, Caroline.
What is going on in there, bud?
Oh, wee Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Good times never seem so good. So good. So good. So good.
What about that there?
That's a good shout out.
Shout
out to my granny. Slice and my grand the slice. That's the only ones I'm giving out. Right? That's it. Everybody else pay me.
Here, just granny slice to watch.
Oh, 100%. Granny grand the slice. I'd be going to the toilet and I can hear my voice and I go, he's listening to me.
Do you worry about my voice? Not hear my
I've
voice.
Heard yours too. I'm like, I think all
yeah, that's not the fucking camera.
I tell him Jolene.
Patsy, what's happening anyway? Are you getting noticed now after that clipping? Or are you
mental. Just took a night off and just still working.
You're not here, you're not
you haven't stopped.
Hello, non-stop.
You're not need to work soon, even though you don't work. But you do work.
They don't need to know what I'm at.
The only time he works is when he's on the Working Class podcast.
That's it, basically, yeah. Take a night off.
Here, so are you, you're obviously going to watch your episode on the Working Class Podcast.
Aye, so what are we on then? Like, what's your podcast called?
The Working Class.
So if you type, if you go on, you know, like the on like www.hub.com / hardcore fucking SSX. You'll see. You'll
so
see.
Is this going tonight then? I'm
only waiting. This will be up Monday.
Sean, can I ask?
Sorry. The following Monday.
Can I ask you, Sean, what is your big plans or what is in the future for you in
2025? Well, I used to do like martial arts with it. I used to do like karate and jiu-jitsu and stuff.
Where did you train?
We'll see what you're like here.
Oh, I could try it. Like, I've had a couple
flip of things. Do you two want to fight each other?
Oh, if it's a trouble and try to box him, I just like, I don't know.
Here, just fight.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a challenge here, right? And the winner gets a tenner cash right now. Used to have an arm wrestle. And whoever wins gets a
tenner
cash.
No, we'll do that. Right, we'll do that.
We'll do it now.
We'll do it.
He's going to beat me here.
For the price of a cup of coffee, you can fucking support the podcast, support the lads. I know it's £3, but so it is what it is. Fucking.
There's a cost of living crisis out there. But
we
put it this way.
We're 32 episodes and we haven't asked for a penny, but we're actually putting a full fucking episode on a Patreon, a full episode. You know what I mean? It takes fucking 12 hours to add one in fucking things. We're bringing in fucking Patsy McBurnsy ready to come on next. We have good content on, like, we've been laying in bed fucking doing that anyway, you know what I mean? Anyway, Patsy and Ebrose.
No one sees what goes on behind closed doors. No one sees the editing that John Boy does. No one sees the time and the effort and the energy that we put into this podcast. And also, a wise man once said, time is money. So we are sacrificing a lot of time putting it into this podcast for giving it out to you lovely people for free. So now it's time. It's 2025. Nothing's free anymore.
2025, people. Kali Man as well, mate. We want to get you on for an episode on the Patreon. So get in contact with us. Send me your phone number and I'll give you a bill. And see as well, see for anyone who's signed up to like the more expensive part of the Patreon, we will genuinely bring a follower on it once a month. So if you do bad, there's a chance you're going to get brung on. But listen, we love you, Levy.
Folks, thanks very much for tuning in once again. God bless you all. Good night. Love yous.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.